听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 5. Enough of worries and tears. Warming up. Now you will hear a broadcaster introduce the program Enough of Worries and Tears. Decide whether the following statements are T, true, or F, false, based upon the information you hear.
There was a time when you were overjoyed to have kids. You had faith in them, you had hope, you loved them, and you wished them health and wealth in their future. You devoted your life and soul to them without any complaint. Now these days are gone. On our program, Enough of Worries and Tears, we will discuss the pain kids can cause. You agonize if your kids start to drop out of school, fight in the streets, and become hopelessly hooked on cigarettes. Your heart bleeds and tears roll down your cheeks if you find your kids taking drugs or staying out all night. They may have become greedy, selfish, lazy, irresponsible, and good at nothing. On Enough of Worries and Tears, we will discuss these difficulties.
Listening. Understanding short conversations. Now you will hear 10 short conversations. A question will follow each conversation. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
1. I have just found out that my teenage daughter is pregnant. I don't know what to do.
It's too late for tears. Sounds like all you can do now is to comfort her and tell her you'll support her.
Question. What is the woman's advice to the man?
Two. Have you read this book called No More Worries or Tears? It's full of advice on raising children.
I sure have. It has been a big help. Now I understand my 2 sons much better than before.
Question. What does the man think about the book?
3. I took our daughter to the doctor. The doctor took one look at her lungs and he knew she had been smoking.
I knew it. But why won't she listen to us? I tell her all the time that smoking is bad.
Question. What does the woman tell her daughter?
4. I'm very impressed by your daughter. She has such good manners and seems so well behaved.
She's a good girl. We've always had a good relationship. We're able to talk about things that worry us as well.
Question. What do the man and woman agree upon?
5. Thank you for meeting with me. Can you tell me how my daughter is doing in class?
Since our last meeting, there has been a great improvement in her work.
Question. What has taken place since the man and the woman met the last time? 6. I can't believe that you bought our daughter eyeliner. Didn't we agree she was too young for it?
I'm sorry, but she just kept asking and asking. I couldn't stand the constant begging, and it made her happy.
Question. What is the argument between the man and the woman about? 7. Every time I teach my son a lesson, He sees something on TV that undermines what I've said.
Maybe you should think about getting rid of your television. TV often has a bad influence on people.
Question. What does the woman think about television?
Eight. My parents are very generous with me. Sometimes I wonder if their generosity has been bad for my character.
You seem all right. Not too greedy or selfish. I don't think it has done you any harm.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's parents?
Nine. Do you think our son is getting into trouble? Is he violent?
Our son? No way. He knows right from wrong. We've made it clear to him that violence is never the answer to a problem.
Question. What is the relationship between the two speakers? Ten. How's your reading on teenage behavior going? Have you learned anything?
Yeah. It says here that 50% of all teenagers are from broken homes, and that these children are 73% more likely to commit crimes.
Question. How much more likely is it that teenagers from broken homes will commit crimes?
5. Understanding a long conversation. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Many people are having trouble with their sons and daughters. I was just reading a newspaper article on it this morning. There are 190,000 teenagers in our city.
Does it say anything about the causes of teenage violence? My son has been hitting other students at school.
Yes, it says TV has a major influence. By 18, teenagers have often seen 200,000 acts of violence on TV. And people who have seen the most violence on TV tend to be the most violent.
My son doesn't watch much TV, so it must be something else.
Maybe it's music. Teenagers typically listen to 4 hours of music every day. Many of the songs have very violent messages.
Does the article say that violence in pop music leads to violent behavior?
It isn't quite clear. The article reports on 2 studies. One report says teenagers who listen to pop music are almost twice as likely to become violent, while the other one says there's no significant connection between the 2 factors.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. How did the woman learn that people are having trouble with their kids? 2. What is a man's concern about his son? 3. How many acts of violence may people have seen by the time they become adults? 4. Which of the following does a man's son not do very often? 5. What do the studies say about music and violence? Understanding a passage. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
It's odd that parents are so worried about their teenagers smoking, especially since smoking isn't a teenager's biggest problem. Then what is? Shockingly, a teenager's biggest problem is his own mother and father. Today's teenagers know they should not smoke, but they don't know when not to listen to their parents. They don't know they should say no to their parents when their parents are being too generous. Therefore, as they receive more and more from their parents, the teenagers become greedy and selfish. Gradually, they have become spoiled. Studies show that spoiled teenagers are much more likely to take drugs and do poorly in school. They may also develop poor manners and get pregnant at an earlier age. However, this is not what parents want to hear. They think they are being kind to their teenagers, and they have a tendency to ignore the damage they are really doing.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. According to the speaker, what seems strange? 2. What does the speaker think causes a teenager's problems? 3. What does the speaker suggest that parents should not do? 4. What might teenagers do as a result of being spoiled? 5. What are parents likely to ignore? 6. Understanding a movie dialogue. Task 1. Now listen to a dialogue from the movie The Lion King and fill in the blanks according to what you hear.
Look, Simba. Everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Wow.
A king's time as ruler rises and falls like the sun. One day, Simba, the sun will set on my time here and will rise with you as the new king.
And this will all be mine?
Everything.
Everything the light touches. What about that shadowy place?
That's beyond our borders. You must never go there, Simba.
But I thought a king can do whatever he wants.
Oh, there's more to being king than getting your way all the time.
There's more?
Simba. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
Speaking.
Model dialogues.
Likes. 1.
What kind of music do you like?
I have a special fondness for classical music. I've got a big collection of classical CDs.
That's great. I'm keen on jazz, and I have about 25 CDs.
2.
Do you like playing tennis?
I love playing tennis, but I'm not very good at it.
I love it too. Maybe we could play tennis together sometime.
Dislikes. 1.
What do you think of the job applicant?
I don't think much of him. He seems to be lacking experience.
Yes, I agree with you.
2.
Why do you plan to move out of the apartment? Don't you like it?
I'm finding it hard to get along with the other two guys.
Really? I thought you were good friends.
They often make a lot of noise late at night. I can't get enough sleep.
Preferences. 1.
What do you like to do after work?
I like collecting stamps. It's a lot of fun. My friends enjoy watching movies. What about you?
I also like watching movies, but I like gardening best. It doesn't cost me much, and I like being out of doors.
I guess so, but don't you find it tiring?
2.
Shall we watch a film? What about one of the Star Wars films? Do you have any preference?
Well, I hate to say this, but I'm not interested in science fiction.
Yeah, I'm not too keen on it either. I prefer romantic comedies.
Listening and speaking. Listening and discussion.
Now you will hear a passage followed by five questions. Listen carefully and try to answer and discuss the questions.
As a child, I saw my father smoke, drink, and act in a manner generally bad for his health. One might think that his bad behavior undermined whatever lessons that he tried to teach me. But this was not the case. Actually, I learned to be a good person from him. My father would tell me not to smoke. However, he wouldn't listen to his own advice, and would himself smoke 3 packets of Camel cigarettes every day. "Don't be like me," he'd say, and I wouldn't. I saw the damage it was doing to him. Just like the alcohol and everything else, cigarettes were killing him. He always looked sick, was always in trouble, and was always hurting other people. There was always a contradiction between what my father said and what he did. But his negative behavior taught me to do the right thing. He died early, alone and sad. Of course, I don't want the same thing for myself. And though he taught me important lessons, I don't think that I'm going to teach my newly born son like he did me. Sometimes it's better to hear about this kind of thing than to actually see or experience it.
Homework. Language Sense Enhancement. Task 1. Try the following tongue twister.
Silly Sally swiftly shooed 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep Silly Sally shooed shilly-shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed.
Task 2. Recite the following sayings.
The joys of parents are secret, and so are their griefs and fears. Francis Bacon. The value of marriage is not that adults produce children, but that children produce adults. Peter DeVries. For the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. William Ross Wallace.
Supplementary Listening. Task 1. Now you will hear a long conversation followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Please leave me alone. I just don't feel like talking right now. My son has really upset me.
I know, but if you just thought a minute, you'd...
I gave him everything. Literally everything he asked for. I gave him toys and an MP3 player. He had his own room and the best of food. I even did all of his geometry homework for him when he was in school.
I know, but you shouldn't get so angry. Many children are the same these days. We can do our best and hope that they finally learn from our example.
Do our best? What have I done already? When he was caught by the police for using drugs, did I stand by him? Yes, I supported him and stood up for him.
Please, calm down. You're crying.
Yes, I'm crying, and I'll weep a great deal more. That boy should be more grateful. I did so much for him, and what has come of it? Nothing, I tell you. A whole lot of nothing.
It was thoughtless of him to forget your birthday.
I would have been satisfied with a phone call. It isn't as if I were expecting a present.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 1. What did the woman do for her son when he was a student? 2. What did the woman do when her son got caught using drugs? 3. What does a woman think that her son should do because of all that she did for him? 4. Why did the woman cry? 5. What did the woman want her son to do? 2. Now you will hear a passage followed by 5 questions. Listen carefully and choose the best answer from the 4 possible choices.
Have you thought about how you will treat your child? How you will bring him up? Will you spoil him? Really, there's nothing to it. All you need to do is to give him everything he wants and to never say no. It is, of course, parents' natural tendency to be generous to their child. They love him, after all. But is this the right way to show love? Is it the right way to bring up a child? Will it help him to grow into a generous and happy adult and a good citizen? Giving a child all he wants generally leads to selfishness and greed. By the time the parents realize their mistake, it is too late. The damage is done. The child has become an unruly, selfish, and thoughtless adult. Therefore, it's important not to wait until the child is grown up to teach him how to behave. Always set a good example. Show your child how to behave well and do not give in to his every request. Limit the gifts, but not the love and time you give him.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. How can new parents spoil their child? 2. What is the natural tendency of a new parent? 3. Why should parents not give their child too much? 4. Why is it too late after the parents learn from their mistake? 5. Why must parents set a good example for their children? 3. Now listen to a VOA special English report and fill in the blanks while listening.
More than 1 million new cases of breast cancer are reported every year around the world. But survival rates have increased in recent years in the United States, Britain, and some other countries. A new report says drug treatments have played a major part. Researchers at Oxford University in England led a team that gathered results from nearly 200 studies. These involved 145,000 women with early breast cancer. When breast cancer is found early, before it is spread, doctors can operate to remove any disease they find. But some cells may remain that can become cancerous later in life. So additional treatments aim to prevent breast cancer from coming back. In some cases, the new study found that drugs could reduce by half the risk of death from breast cancer within 15 years. That is, from the time the cancer is found. This effect was shown in middle-aged women with the most common breast cancer.